type of relief it is, just the contract's now settled, it's out of the way, you can just focus on football, just if you could touch on that.
Oh, man, it's, you know, it's a blessing. It's a blessing, you know. I'm just so thankful for D and the whole Cleveland Browns organization, you know, for making this possible. But, again, man, just a testament to hard work. You know, I've worked hard for this moment, for this time, and to have the opportunity to be compensated for it. So, you know, it's a blessing.
Are you ready for the, I don't know, pressure or attention now that's going to be, you know, focused on you, since now you seem to be viewed as one of the cornerstone centerpieces of this organization moving forward, so all eyes are going to be on you every Sunday?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, I was built on that. You know, I was built in that kind of environment. I live for it. And, you know, some kind of way I've always thrived to make it out of it and make good out of it, too. You know, so, again, I'm excited about the opportunity to be here, excited about the challenge, obviously understanding the challenge, but very excited about it. And understand, I mean, it's only up from here, you know, so we'll see.
The hype video that you made with the Machine Gun Kelly music in the background and just like...
That was Cleveland, right? You like that?
Yeah, I did like it, actually. Yeah.
No, man, you know what? It was just an inspiration. I got a lot of creative friends and, you know, again, had an opportunity to get Tyrod out there. David, obviously, he's from there. You know, and a couple guys, Carlos, came out. And to have the opportunity to just work with these guys, you know, I spoke here the first time I spoke. You know, it was about getting these guys to Miami, building a team camaraderie, working together. And, you know, that's, I mean, I'm a man of my word.
You feel like that kind of got fans excited a little bit, too, to see how hard you guys were working and the whole Cleveland vibe and the new day and all that?
Yeah, I think the reaction was pretty well. I think the reaction was took pretty well. But, again, you know, it's something that, that, you know, we have to establish here, you know, that guys continue to work hard, that the mindset is to win and not hoping to win, it's expecting to win. So for us, it all comes down to preparation. So the more that we do that, the more that we are together, yeah, the better.
We talked to you when you signed here, but now that you and Josh Gordon are on the field together, how cool is that going to be?
I'm excited. I'm excited. You know, I'm excited about all the pieces. You know, not just Josh. Obviously, the things that he can do is tremendous, and it speaks volumes. But, you know, Njoku, Carlos Hyde, Tyrod, you know, numerous other pieces that's going to help bring all this together. You know, and I think that's the biggest thing for us. You know, finding a way for guys to find their roles, play their roles, and then go from there and start putting it together to win games.
To step into a situation where things are established, you're just a piece that's added to that puzzle, but it's not just you, you know, it's 7, 8, 9 other guys that have been brought in here. What type of a challenge is that just right out of the gate to try and really develop that chemistry when it's a lot of you guys coming into a brand new situation?
You know, again, it can be tough, but at the same time, you know, spending that time together, using these moments to continue to build our chemistry on and off the field. And, you know, we are just pieces, you know, just like any puzzle. It cannot be complete without the right pieces. So for us, it's just making sure that we all are on the same page, that we all working together for the common goal. And that's just to win games. And, you know, for us, that's just really the mindset.
How much can your game grow from what you did in Miami? I mean, tags follow players and you're a quote-unquote slot receiver from there?
You know what, man? If you look at the things that I've done, I've had an opportunity to play in multiple positions. You know, I've come out the backfield. I've been the number one X. I've been the Z. I've been the third receiver inside. You know, so that just kind of showed my versatility. You know, and I think that was something that the people of Cleveland saw in the organization and understood the value of that. And what I could help bring to the team. Obviously, again, add Josh Gordon, add Corey Coleman, David Njoku, Tyrod Taylor, Carlos Hyde, you know, these guys together, you know, we could definitely do some damage.
When you signed the contract, was it a sense of relief, a sense of accomplishment? Like, what were your feelings when it finally came together?
It was both, man. It was both. You know, I think more of a relief, you know, just for my mom and, you know, all the work that she put in to make sure that I was able to get to practice when I was young, or to get to school in the morning. But also, you know, just, again, an honor to wear these colors and play for this organization, where, you know, I truly feel appreciated and I truly feel like this is right for me to be here. And that was part of the reason why I came here, and also part of the reason why I signed for extension.
Jarvis, you were kind of lobbying a little bit for OBJ when the rumors started to hit that he might be on the trading block. So you're going to try to get him to come here, and how great would that be?
Well, you know what? I think that period is over. you know, he's going to be a Giant for another year. But, you know, outside of that, just I'm so focused on this team. I'm so focused on what we got going here and how special it can be with the guys that we have right now and the guys that we'll be adding in a couple weeks, you know, and I really just am so focused on that.
Jarvis, you know, like a month ago, you were still in Miami, had the franchise tag, you traded, and you signed the extension. Have you stepped back to think about how much things have changed in, like, 30 days, 35 days for you?
You know what? Not really. You know, what's in the past is in the past. You know, they've decided to move forward. I've also decided to move forward. And I think that this organization is heading into the right direction, you know, and I'm excited about that. I'm excited to be a part of that. And I wouldn't change it for the world, because I think I'm finding growth in this, you know, and that's good for me. And I'm excited.
When you first learned that you were getting traded, did you need to, like, see Tyrod Taylor come here and the other moves to get excited about it, or were you immediately on board with Cleveland, or did all of that kind of help bring you around to the situation?
You know, just understanding the situation. I think Tyrod's the transaction with Tyrod happened maybe like 10 minutes after mine or something like that. Yeah, it was pretty quick. So maybe that's a question for you. I mean, again, that same night, it was really emotional for me. That same night, I was doing my first annual cystic fibrosis event in Miami, Florida. I lost a friend in cystic fibrosis, a girlfriend in cystic fibrosis. So it was really emotional for me, you know, and I don't think everything really hit me until the next day. But then again, understanding the situation at hand, understanding that I still get a chance to play football. You know, that was one of the things that as a kid I've always dreamed about. And, you know, for that to continue, no matter where I was at, I was that much more excited about it.
What kind of things can you tell us about Tyrod behind the scenes that you've seen from him so far?
A hard worker. I mean, you should have seen him out there today running gassers. You know, he's up there in the front with the receivers. You know, he's not running with mid-skill. He's not running with other QBs. You know, he's running with us, you know, and to see a guy work as hard as he does, and, you know, he's here every day at 6 o'clock, you know, he's the last one to leave the building. You know, again, it's a testament to the hard work that he's put in to get him to this point, and I'm excited about his future.
Jarvis, what do you think about the responsibility aspect of your new contract? You're not the oldest guy in the receiver room, but there's a lot of young guys who've played more than any of these guys, so is it any different than it was before you put your name on it the other day?
No, I mean, I'll continue to be myself. I think I've always been a great leader. I've always been more of a leader that led by example than by talk, you know. So for me, it's just continuing to do that. You know, obviously there's going to be times where you may have to pull a guy to the side here and there. But that's just part of it. And to whom much is given, much is required. You know, and again, the Cleveland Browns organization trusted me with that, and, you know, I will fulfill.
Jarvis, people in South Florida that are close to the Dolphins say you were the toughest player on the team. Do you agree with that, and what does that mean to you? Where does your toughness come out?
You know what? I mean, I play with a lot of tough guys. You know, I play with a lot of tough guys and guys that love the game and play hard. I just think for me it's just so unnatural, if you think about it, to see it come from a receiver, you know. But guys that I've always modeled my game after was Anquan Boldin, Hines Ward, you know, guys that you saw that not only make plays in the run game, but in the pass game, you know. And for me, that was something that just always stood out to me. And, you know, it's been a part of my game, and it is what it is.
You talked about the different roles you've had in positions, slot, outside, and all that. Do you have any idea how you'll be used under Haley's offense?
You know, right now, I'm at the learning process, you know, and I think we all are at the learning process. So, you know, I'm pretty much just learning everything, you know, taking it day by day, enjoying the process, but taking it day by day, understanding that we got to step up to the learning curve quick before we've been in the field in about 2 weeks. Have to learn it by then. So,
how do you like
I love it. It was snowing today. It's the first time I actually seen snow, so. It's good. Actually, snowfall had not already been down before, so it's good. I know. They say it's the last day of snow, so for a little bit, so it's good, huh? It figures, but we'll see.